Okay, it's Saturday, March 23, 2024, 4:35 p.m. So I said I wasn't going to record when I walked back home because I was going to take the taxi, but it kind of stopped raining. It's still raining. It's kind of sprinkling. So I just figured, like, I would walk home. And since I'm walking home, I figured I'd keep recording. So that's what I'm doing. So I was waiting for the taxi because it was raining. It was actually raining a lot for a little bit, but then it kind of stopped. So I figured, like, this is my chance to walk home because I was waiting for a taxi. But obviously, since it's raining, there's a lot of people waiting for a taxi now. It was funny because there was this one guy waiting for a taxi, and we both flagged down the one taxi that was coming. And usually, like, when people are waiting for a taxi, like, especially when it's raining, like, everyone becomes a fucking savage. Everyone becomes a savage. No one cares about anyone. And everyone's out for themselves, basically. So this one guy and I flagged the taxi at the same time, and we were both waiting. And like I said, usually people don't care. They just get in. But this guy was actually pretty cool. He was nice, which kind of surprised me. Because like I said, usually when people are waiting for a taxi, especially when it's raining, everyone's just trying to get home. So no one cares, like, about being polite. But this guy was actually really cool. He was really nice. Which, again, fucking surprised me. So we were both waiting for the taxi, and we both flagged them down at the same time, and the taxi stopped. And the guy was actually pretty cool because, like, he saw me, that I was also waiting for the taxi, and he's like, oh, you take it. He's like, oh, you take it. Like, you've been waiting here longer than I have. I just got here, so you can take it. Which kind of surprised me. I was like, oh shit, like, this guy's being nice. Like, it's rare when anyone is like, yeah, like, you can take it. Because like I said, usually, like, people are just trying to get home. But this guy was cool. He's like, no, you take it. Like, you've been waiting here longer than I have. Which surprised me. I was like, oh shit. But then, like, it surprised me so much that I was like, no, you take it. Oh, it was funny. So I let him take it. Because I figure, like, ah, he's not being an asshole. He's being nice. I'm not going to take it. Like, you can take it. I'm not in a hurry. Like I said, everyone's in a fucking hurry to do nothing. Like, I'm never in a hurry because I don't have shit to do. So, like, I don't need to get home. Like, I was like, ah, you take it. Like, to myself, I'm just thinking, like, I'm not in a hurry. Like, I don't got shit to do. Like, I don't need to race home. Like, it's fine. You can take it. So he's like, oh, thank you. And then he got in and left. But I thought it was cool that he was going to let me take the taxi. Because like I said, people are fucking savages. They don't care. They'll just get in. Especially when it's raining. It's still kind of raining right now. It's sprinkling. My phone is kind of getting a little wet. I forgot my umbrella. So I'm just kind of walking in the rain right now. I should probably hurry up because, like, it's kind of been raining on and off. So I'm kind of worried that it's going to start raining really hard again. So I should probably walk a little faster. Okay, let's walk faster. But yeah, he was cool. Anyway, so I was waiting for another taxi, but then I was like, oh, it kind of stopped raining, so let me just walk home. So that's what I'm doing. And since I'm walking home, I figured, like, I could record another recording. When it rains, there's a lot of snails on the ground, and I'm, like, trying to avoid stepping on them. There's a whole bunch of snails on the ground right now. And, like, I'm trying to avoid all of them. Yeah, I should probably hurry up because it's starting to kind of rain a little more. Since I live by the beach, obviously, like, by the beach, it starts raining sooner, but then it ends, but then the rain ends sooner also. Anyway, so I went to the doctor, and I don't know, like, when I go to the doctor, especially this doctor, like, they're, like, kind of, like, fancy people. When I mean fancy, it's, like, they're just like fancy people. Everything's like everything is like super expensive, and I don't know. It's just like the vibe is like bougie. The vibe is like bougie fancy, and it makes me really uncomfortable because I'm like the opposite. Because I'm fucking broke and I'm poor. So it just makes me feel uncomfortable when I go to the doctor's office. The lady's really cool though. She's really nice. She's really professional. So I can't say anything like bad about her. She's super nice. She's really professional. And she actually helped me out, so she's good. But again, like, the vibe makes me feel uncomfortable. And then, like, my Spanish sucks. I'm, like, trying to communicate. And it's just, like, I feel like not the best interaction with me. It was kind of embarrassing because, like, she gave me, like, some sunscreen that I need to be taking and some other... See, she gave me, like, a whole bunch of things to, like, that I need to be doing. But then I was like, fuck, I don't have enough money. So I was like, fuck. So when I was leaving, I was going to pay for like the doctor's appointment. And then I told the lady, because like, again, everyone that goes there basically has money. And I'm fucking poor. So I'm telling the lady, like, how much is this? Like, I'm asking for prices, which is kind of embarrassing because I don't think anyone that goes there... I don't think anyone that goes there asks for prices. They just pay. But like, I'm asking for prices and I'm like, how much is this? And she's giving me the prices. And I thought I could afford it. And I told them like, give me this and this. And then she's like, okay, it's going to be this much. I was like, oh shit. It's fucking, oh fuck, someone's partying. Damn, someone's partying. Fuck, man. This sounds like a really cool party. Right now you're going to hear the music, but it sounds pretty fun. I like these kinds of parties, like cowboy parties. I call them cowboy parties because, like, I don't listen to that kind of music, but it sounds like they have a live band. That's the best. When they have, like, a live band and they're playing, like, really cool cowboy music, right now you're going to hear it. Fuck, man, that sounds like a really cool party. It's fucking loud. Anyway, the lady told me the price, and I was like, fuck, I'm not going to be able to afford this. So I was like, I'm just going to take this. I just took the one I really needed, the sunscreen, and I told them, like, oh, I'm sorry, like, I'm just gonna take this one. She's like, oh, don't worry about it. They were really nice. I feel like they're really nice because they could tell that I'm, like, my body language is, like, giving off, like, uncomfortable vibes. So I feel like they sense that I'm feeling uncomfortable, and, like, I'm kind of embarrassed. I'm telling you, the vibe is like bougie, fancy, and I'm just really uncomfortable in those types of settings. But they were really cool because like they weren't trying to make me feel uncomfortable. If anything, they were really nice. So, oh shit, can you hear the music? Fuck, man, I want to go party. Damn, that shit's loud. Watch, can you hear it? It's a live band. That's the best when they have a live band. Dun dun. Oh man, that sounds fun. I want to go party. Well, I could see the band from here. I could see the band. I'm going to ask the security guard, hey, can I go check out the band? Oh, I could see them from here. I'm just going to stay out here and listen to the show. Oh, they stopped playing. Boo! Boo! Anyway, oh, they're playing again. Oh, I don't know if you can hear it anymore. Sounds like a fun party, though. Yeah, that... I like when they have live bands. Oh, shit. I want to go back. That shit sounds fun. I don't know why, but when they're playing, like, live cowboy... I call it cowboy music. I don't know what you call it. I'm going back. I'm walking back. It sounds fun. I like listening to this type of music live. Even though, like, I don't dance or anything. Can you hear it? Fuck, that shit sounds fun. Could you hear it? Yeah, I like listening to, like, the live cowboy music. That's what I call it. I don't know what you would call it. anyway, yeah. So I was really embarrassed. I was like, no, like, I'm just going to take this. And she's like, she gave me the price. I was like, here you go. I was like, I'm sorry about that. She's like, no, don't worry about it. I was like, fuck. I just got really embarrassed. But again, they were really nice. They're like, even though they have that vibe, like the fancy vibe, like they're not, they weren't being like, they were being professional. They were cool. So again, like, even though it's not my type of vibe, like, I don't have anything bad to say about them. Fuck, man. Damn, that party sounds fun. It's like a kid's party, though, because, like, it's funny because, like, it's a kid's party because you could see the little bouncy place. I don't know what they call it. But then they have, like, really loud music, and it's basically, like, an excuse for, like, the... It's basically an excuse for the parents to party. But then they say it's like a kid's party. Oh, shit. I just found a cross. Someone made a cross out of, like... I'm not religious, so I don't really care, but someone made a cross out of, like, out of the leaves from a palm tree, and I found it on the ground. I just left it. I'm not religious. Anyway, yeah, thankfully it stopped kind of raining. It's still sprinkling. I'm getting kind of wet, but it's not that bad. I'm going to go to the store really quick. I'll be right back. Excuse me. Fuck, man, that party sounds fun. Again, I just like listening to the live music. It's just fun. It sounds cool. Anyway, so, I don't know. I want to talk about how, like, we live in a time how, like, I want to talk about how we live in a time where, like, people are basically shameless and are willing to say anything online for money. And I feel like it started with, like, Donald Trump. I feel like Donald Trump really... I feel like Donald Trump really gave everyone... I feel like Donald Trump gave everyone, like, the pass or an excuse to, like... just say anything for money. Like, Donald Trump doesn't believe in anything, but he's willing to say anything for money. And I feel like since Donald Trump started that, well, he didn't start that, but I feel like Donald Trump put it in the mainstream where, like, you're willing to say and do anything for money. And, like, you know for a, well, I was gonna say, you know for a fact that Donald Trump doesn't believe in anything. Like, he literally doesn't believe in anything, but he's willing to say anything for money. Like, Donald Trump is not religious. He's not, like, Donald Trump is not a Christian. He's not religious. He doesn't believe in anything. Like, all he believes in is money and himself. That's it. And I feel like we live in a time where, like, people are willing to say anything on the internet for money. Like Fresh and Fit, Jesse Lee Peterson, Candace Owens, like the list goes on and on where people are willing to say anything for money. And I really do believe that it started with Donald Trump. That's how he became president. Like, he was willing to say anything for money and for the presidency. Hold on, I'll be right back. I gotta go to the store. Hold on. Okay, I just went to the store, got some junk food. It's 4:52 p.m. I'm walking home. Anyway, so... I feel like we live in a time where, like, people are willing to go on the internet and just be shameless, not believe in anything, and just say anything for money, basically. Oh, shit, this old lady almost fell. Sorry, this old lady almost fell in the water. She was trying to cross a puddle, but she stepped in it, and her whole shoe got wet, and she almost fell. I just heard her yelling. But she's okay. She made it. Yeah, we live in a time where, like, people... Like, people are shameless and they don't believe in anything, and they're willing to say anything for money. And that's basically like what Trump is. Like, Trump is someone that's willing to say anything for money and for the presidency. Like, he doesn't believe in anything. He's not a Christian. He's not religious. I'm sure he doesn't believe in God. But it's crazy that he's the Republican nominee. Like, I'm telling you, the Republicans are supposed to be like conservative, God-fearing people. And that's obviously not what Trump is. Like, that motherfucker does not believe in God. And it's crazy how many dumb people, like, are willing to vote for Trump. This election is going to come down to the last one, which is regular Americans, if they're going to vote for him or not. And when I mean regular When I mean regular Americans, I mean regular Americans. They're usually like white. They're like white middle class people. They usually have one or two kids. Those kids go to college. Hold on. Some people are walking. Regular Americans that are usually... Oh, fuck, it's starting to rain hard. God damn it, I'm almost home. Oh, shit, I gotta run. Oh, fuck, it's raining. Hold on, I gotta go, sorry. God damn it. Yeah, it's starting to rain, I gotta go. Okay, it's 4:56, I'm still walking and it's raining, but it's not that bad, it's manageable. I'm getting soaked, it's raining a lot, but I want to finish this point before I leave. And look, the election is going to come down to the same people that voted Biden, which is the regular, I'm telling you, regular Americans, like regular white middle class Americans that usually have two children. Those two children, they go to college, and they're just regular, like, they're just regular Americans. They're not like MAGA supporters. They're not like crazy liberals. They're just regular Americans. They just want to put their kids through school. They just want to make a little bit of money. And those are the ones that voted Biden in last time. Why? Because regular Americans regular Americans are more compatible with Biden than Trump. Trump is fucking, like, I'm telling you, Trump doesn't believe in anything. So if he doesn't believe in anything, regular Americans are not going to vote for him. And Trump was able to get all the crazy, like, people that don't believe in anything. They just want to destroy the system. And they feel like Trump can do that. And those are the ones that voted him in the first time. But now, after the first election, fuck, man, I'm getting soaked. I'm really soaked right now. But after the first election, they saw that, like, Trump doesn't believe in anything. Like, he's just, not only that, like, he has, like, a bunch of felony cases going on right now. It's like, and again, those regular Americans, they don't like that. They don't like knowing that their president is fighting a felony case. They're like, fuck that. They would rather have Biden than have someone that's fighting felony cases. And those are the regular Americans that, like, voted Biden in. And it seems like they're going to vote him again because, like, Trump, I'm telling you, Trump doesn't believe in anything. And I, as a lazy millennial, that's a loser that's literally talking to himself in the rain, soaked. If I can see that, and you guys can't see that, I don't know. There's something wrong with the world. Because, again, Trump doesn't believe in anything. Hold on, I'll be right back. Okay, it's 5:01 p.m. I'm actually already home. I just made it home, but I wanted to finish my point before I left. So I'm actually home. I'm fucking soaking wet. It did start raining pretty hard at the end. Fuck, so I'm soaking wet. My shoes are all soaking wet. Fuck. Okay, so... oh, fuck. Sorry. Oh, fuck. Sorry, I'm trying to change. I think I'm just gonna take a shower, though. Fuck. Anyway, I wanted to finish my point about Donald Trump and how we live in a time where, like, people are willing to go on the internet and just say whatever and just be shameless. And like I said, there's a whole bunch of people on the internet right now that are willing to go on the internet and just say dumb shit and be shameless and just do it for money, basically. Like Fresh and Fit, Jesse Lee Peterson, even Joe Rogan, like that, like, he's fucking shameless. He'll say some dumb shit. And I think Joe Rogan, at least, it seems like he might believe in something, but I don't know. Just the fact that he's willing to say dumb shit, it almost makes me think like he doesn't believe in anything either. Candace Owens, she just got fired, which is pretty funny. Donald Trump, he's another person that's willing to just say anything for money. But yeah, it's going to be the same thing. It's going to come down to those regular Americans that, again, they're like regular middle-class Americans. They're usually white. They usually have two kids. Those two kids go to college. They go to like a regular college. They don't go like to Harvard or like an Ivy League school. They just, most of the time, they just go to like a state college, but they're going to college. And those are the ones that want a regular president. They don't want someone that's crazy like Trump, because again, like, regular Americans, they believe in being a Christian, they believe in God. And again, Donald Trump doesn't believe in God. He's not religious. Like, all he believes in is money, and he's willing to say anything for money. So regular Americans, they can see through Donald Trump. And they know that he's not representing them. And it's crazy how, like, the MAGA supporters, like, they're so fucking dumb that they don't see that Donald Trump doesn't represent them. Like, he is the least, he's the least like them. Because MAGA supporters, usually they're, like, lower class. Well, not lower class, but, like, they're not middle class. Yeah, you get some of the crazy rich people that support Trump, but they're not, like, again, they're not like the regular Americans. They have money and they're willing to also lie for money or say anything for money. So it's not, they don't count. But the MAGA supporters, they're not middle class. They're usually like a little bit less financially stable. And they're just mad at the system and they're willing to like just vote anyone in that they feel is gonna fuck up the system, I guess. But again, they're really dumb because they don't know that like Donald Trump doesn't represent them. Donald Trump represents rich people that don't believe in anything. And those are the ones that are like rich people. There's a lot of rich people that support Donald Trump. And that's because he's just like them. They don't believe in anything. They just believe in money. But I think it's crazy like that poor people support Donald Trump and they don't see that like that motherfucker hates you. Like, he hates that you're poor. He hates that you can't shop at his hotels. Like, he hates that, like, he basically hates you. And you're over there supporting him. It's fucking crazy. Like, you're so fucking dumb that you don't see that Donald Trump doesn't represent you. But you're so mad at the system that you're willing to just say, fuck it. Let's burn it all down with Donald Trump. And again, regular Americans, they don't like Donald Trump. They like the consistency of just like having a president like Biden where like everything's going to be like, sorry, I'm trying to open this cup. So I bought this mug and the only reason I bought it is because it has a lid and I'm a big coffee drinker and just like Larry David that he hates when your coffee goes cold. I'm the same way. I hate when coffee goes cold. So this mug actually has a little, it has a lid. So when I'm drinking coffee, I could just cover it up. Look, you can hear the lid. You put the lid on, and it keeps your coffee warm. And it's also a coaster. It's fucking cool. The lid is also a coaster. So you can use it as a coaster, or you can use it as a lid and keep the coffee warm. I just saw it, and as soon as I saw that it had a lid, I'm kind of embarrassed to say what the actual mug is, but I don't care. The only reason I bought it is because it had the lid, and I'm a big coffee drinker. And I hate when you're drinking, like when you're sipping coffee and then like a couple minutes later you're sipping it and it's cold and you're like, fuck man, like I hate cold coffee. People that drink cold coffee are fucking crazy. Sorry. Okay, I'm gonna tell you what it is. It's a Hello Kitty mug. I don't care if it's a Hello Kitty. Again, I just saw that it had a lid. I'm like, oh, I have to have that. It's a Hello Kitty mug and it says, daydreaming of fun forever. And it has Hello Kitty. Oh, I can't wait to use this. I can't wait to like see if it works. It should work, right? Because it has a lid. Anyway, I just saw it and I had to buy it. I'm a big coffee drinker in the morning. And like I said, just like Larry David hates a cold coffee when you start sipping it. So I'm thinking the lid should keep it from getting cold faster. Anyway, so yeah, people, regular Americans like the consistency of someone like Biden. They don't like the craziness that Donald Trump brings. And obviously that's what the MAGA supporters like, the craziness. Why? Because like, again, they're just mad at their lives. So they just want to say, fuck it. Like, let's see what happens. Let's throw a wrench in the system. So again, I just think it's crazy and interesting that we live in a time where people are willing to go online and just say dumb shit and other dumb people believe it without like really thinking critically of what's going on. I just think it's fucking crazy. And again, I really think it's going to come down to those, again, Americans that voted Biden in after Trump, because again, they're the ones that like, they just want to put their kids through college. They just want to buy a home. They just want a nice, calm, relaxing, the American dream life in America. And they know that Donald Trump is not good for them because they're just going to bring craziness to their lives. And they like, even though like people want to, you can say whatever you want about Biden being Sleepy Joe or whatever the fuck you want to say that he's old. But the sad part, well, not the sad part, but the reality is that those Americans relate more to an old Sleepy Joe than a crazy Donald Trump that is willing to say and do anything for money and the presidency. They relate more to a Sleepy Joe because they see themselves in Joe Biden. They literally see themselves. They're like, oh, that's going to be me. Like, just a regular old guy, just eating ice cream. But then they see Donald Trump and they see like this crazy guy that's just saying dumb shit, lying for money. He's fighting cases. He's fighting defamation cases. He's saying like, he's getting sued twice by the same lady. It's like, and they don't like that. They don't like someone that's not willing to like admit when he's wrong. They hate people that are willing to double down. And that's basically what Donald Trump is. Double down Trump. Double down Donald. He never admits his fault and he always doubles down. And again, regular Americans, they don't like that. They like someone that's willing to be humble, that's willing to be more like them. And again, I feel like those are the ones that are gonna, depending, obviously there's still a lot of time until November, but it's gonna come down to them again, the regular Americans. Just, and again, I feel like right now they relate more to Biden than to Trump, and it's not looking good for Trump because he's still fighting like felony cases and it doesn't look good for him. So right now it's looking like, again, based on what's going on, like it's going to come down to those Americans that voted Biden in last time, and it's going to come down to them again. And if Biden doesn't do anything like really like fucking crazy, I think he has it again, because again, the regular Americans believe they relate more to Biden than to crazy Donald Trump. The only people that relate to Donald Trump is, like, the crazy people that, again, like, I just can't believe that. I can't believe that they believe what Trump says, that he's really fighting for, like, poor people. That motherfucker doesn't care about poor people. Again, like, he probably hates you because you can't shop at his hotels, or you can't, like, you can't do business with him because you can't afford it. Like, he's just really dealing with rich people that don't believe in anything, so I feel like it's going to come down to that, and I feel like we live in a time where people are, like, just shameless saying anything. So, yeah, I think that's it. Again, I think it's funny that Candace Owens got fired. She's an idiot. Anyway, I think that's it. I'm going to go. I'm going to go shower. I'm literally still soaking wet. I'm going to shower and call it a day. Anyway, yeah, that's it for today. Hopefully you're okay, though. I'm gonna go. Bye.